I was thinking of a psalm. We often sing this psalm, as a deer panteth by the water brooks, right? So my heart or my soul longs after thee. And then in connection with that, Psalm 63, verse 1. I'll give you a chance to find it. Psalm 63, verse 1. David again, and what I want to get at is not so much the outward, what they did, but before what they did is seen, there was some work of God going on in their hearts. And that's what we really want to get at. And the thought here, in Psalm 63, verse 1, O God, you are my God, early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you. You hear that intensity in the heart? That all I want is to spend time. The verse that Brother Brian just mentioned about taking on the yoke. And learn of me. All I want to do, Lord, is learn more about you. All I want to do is get a greater appreciation for who you are. Because out of that will flow this devotion, this heart of devotion for the Lord. And that's what we find here with David. He says, in a dry and thirsty land where there's no water, so I have looked for you in the sanctuary. He knew where to find him. And that's the key for us. If we want to develop this idea of godliness in our life, it's what are we feeding on? And what are we focused on? What is our heart's occupation? And we need to take this beyond our ears, and we need to let it penetrate into our hearts.
Just an observation in that direction. We often would wish that we felt that more, or that we were more that way. And one way to try to reach that is to try to sort of manufacture that intense desire, mm-hmm. and try to engage in certain behaviors or stir up certain emotions that we feel are sort of bringing us in that direction. But it doesn't happen by those kinds of things. It happens without really trying to, if you might say it that way. Just I was thinking of the example of Jonathan. When he saw David kill Goliath, and the people were cheering when they came back to the city and so on, and everybody was chanting, you know, Saul has killed his thousands and David his 10,000s, and there was a big emotional response. But it says that Jonathan, his heart was knit together with the heart of David. Why? Because Jonathan said, I really want to create a desire to be with David. No, it's just that he was so amazed and thrilled and overwhelmed to be in the presence of somebody who was the giant killer, the one who brought victory for the people of God. And he just thought, you know, I really want to spend time with this person some more. And so he did. And in spending more time with him, it just enhanced the interest he had in continuing to spend time with David and to give his possessions to David and so on. I think that's where we can look to increase or to bring about this kind of result. Not that we bring it about, but it happens as we start to just think about the Lord Jesus. What has he accomplished? What kind of victory has he accomplished? What kind of blessings does he offer when we start to appreciate our relationship with him? And it just develops that way. When you spend time with people, you get to be friends with them. You probably have had the experience at a conference like this where you meet somebody who before that week was a total stranger. You spend a few days together and you end up being friends for life. You exchange emails, you keep in touch, whatever, and you start to look forward to see each other at other occasions. It's just that way, except in a much, much deeper, with much deeper meaning when we speak about the Lord Jesus. Our emotions are involved. I mean, God has given us emotions for a reason, and it's not that we leave our emotions out. But if we're just trying to stir up an emotional response and say, I feel so devoted, that's not going to last very long. When we really are enjoying that relationship, we also will feel very devoted. Our emotions will be involved too. But if we're just going for the feeling, we will attain it, but it won't last. So just to go in that direction.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got a question there. If it's not a feeling, and it's not something we can generate, but it's something that grows out of devotion and grows out of appreciation as you think about and meditate on the Lord Jesus. Aren't there, though, we just started this afternoon with the idea of exercise.
Yeah, it's a very excellent question.
So, I mean, how do we balance the reality that there is some exercise involved in order to create or to have the effect of the devotedness mature?
I was thinking along the same lines as well. We have to train ourselves. It's not a passive. Godliness is not a passive exercise. And just the word exercise, there's effort that has to be put into it. And like you said, meditating on the Lord Jesus and appreciating Him more. It would be nice to think that I have the whole Bible memorized in my head, and if I'm driving in the car or if I'm doing something, I could recite scripture and meditate on the Lord like that. But I don't have the Bible memorized, so I think spending time in the Word, that's really the only way that I could have my thoughts occupied with the Lord. And another practical way to look at it is my mind has, there's 100% of my mind free, and whatever I fill it up with, if I fill it up with the music, if I fill it up with thinking about work or thinking about school, whatever it may be, it takes up, my mind will soak that up. If I fill up 50% with these things, then there's only 50% left over for the Lord to be occupied with Him. So, there's got to be a balance of how much we're gonna allow to think on things that are essential, things that we need to think about, whether it's work or school. But we got to balance between meditating on the Word and doing what we need to do.
Can I just suggest that we might find answers to that in 1 Timothy 4? Is that okay to go back there, or did you want to stay away from there for now?
Let's stay away from there for now.
Okay.
we'll come back to that. Or we could go there now and come back to this. But
no, let's go ahead with what you had in mind, and we'll get there.
I think there's a question being proposed here in a moment.
I'm over my microphone.